WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Marshall Stevenson Elevator in Houston, your Aggie connection for residential elevators or stair chairs. Visit them at mselev.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There's a delay in future flood control repairs at the Blinn College campus in Bryan.
Administrators removed from the agenda of this week's Board of Trustees meeting a $640,000 contract to clear out ponds in Briar Creek. The project's designed to reduce flooding in residential areas downstream from the campus. Spokesman says Blinn's legal department wants to do some additional due diligence. It's not known if the contract will be ready for the trustees' October meeting. Two other projects affecting the Bryan campus were approved by trustees. One expands the north access to allow motorists leaving the campus to make a right turn onto Villa Maria. The other involves landscaping and related improvements. Trustees also selected a construction manager at risk to build Blinn's first academic building at Texas A&M's Rellis Center. In other business, trustees heard fall enrollment numbers were down from a year ago in Bryan and Brenna. Overall headcounts up from last fall due to increases in the number of students in distance learning, dual credit, and the Blinn locations in Sealy, Schulenburg, and A&M's Health Science Center. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The 150th anniversary of the formation of the Army's segregated black units, nicknamed Buffalo Soldiers, was commemorated last night at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial with a new statue. Brenham Municipal Judge Eddie Harrison, an active member of the Buffalo Soldiers National Museum in Houston, was one of the models.
These Buffalo Soldiers, with their services to the country, was an essential element to the development of the western half of the United States. Because of their service, this world is a better place now.
The bronze also depicts a Tonkawa Indian scout helping the soldier. Former Tonkawa chief Don Patterson shared the historical view of the statue after Texans relocated Native Americans out of the state.
Today, they are erecting a statue to my people. It's been a long time coming, and so we're proud to be here. Thank you very much.
This is part of the memorial's Indian Wars site, which recognizes the various military campaigns fought by the Buffalo Soldiers and other U.S. military regiments from 1790 to 1891. A Bryan woman driving a moped was struck by a hit-and-run driver in College Station yesterday just before noon. Police report the 25-year-old victim was taken to the hospital for treatment of potentially life-threatening injuries after she was hit at Welburn and Joe Route, then dragged by a pickup until it stopped near George Bush. The 27-year-old driver of the truck then took off on foot but was found in the area of Holloman and Winding Drive. He was ticketed for running a red light and not having insurance. More charges are possible. Anyone with information is asked to call CSPD. The newest apartment complex in Bryan was the location of a search by the police department's tactical response team. Two men sharing an apartment at Camber Villas at Nash and Villa Maria, 18-year-old Chase Miller and 20-year-old Kyle Clayton, were arrested on drug charges. According to the arrest report, 5,000 Xanax pills were found in the kitchen pantry. Officers also found oxycodone, psychedelic mushrooms, and marijuana. According to the arrest report, Clayton admitted to selling the Xanax and marijuana, and Miller admitted to assisting Clayton. WTAW News Time is about 9 minutes after 6. It's 74 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Marshall Stevenson Elevator. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be. With promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound. Thousands of on-demand choices and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots and barbecue. Nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
Going to be about 6:10. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
All week long, we've been talking about high pressure, and it's sitting over the central United States. It continues to do so. It'll deflect weather well off to our north. Our only concern as we head into the weekend is the potential for isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Today, lots of sun, 95. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Sunshine tomorrow, the threat of a storm late in the day, 90 to 95. Partly sunny, maybe an afternoon storm Saturday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sport, Zach Taylor hears from Coach Kevin Sumlin in your Aggie football report. We'll take a look forward to the Aggie soccer team's match against Vanderbilt tonight. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers remain the AL West leaders despite a loss to the Angels, while the Astros sweep of the A's moves them closer to the wild card spot. And in the NFL, it looks like Jimmy Garoppolo will actually be out for the Pats in tonight's game against the Texans. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, we've got another Nutella dispute. We'll be talking about that this morning.
Uh-oh.
Here's a news flash. You gain weight over Christmas.
Newsflash.
This just in.
In case you were living under a rock.
Then the headline on this story is your TV may use more energy than you think. Well, who cares?
Yeah, we're still going to watch it.
It's not like you're in the middle of the show and you go, I'm going to turn this off because
I'm wasting energy.
I'm using more energy than I ever thought I would.
You got a stopwatch going, I can't finish it because I got to save some energy.
And there was a couple in Canada who celebrated their wedding day with an 8-foot-tall potato. Named Tate the Tater.
Tate.
Nice.
Tate the Tater is a special guest. Tate the Tater is a mascot for the potato industry in Canada and has been at a lot of events. But this was his first wedding. Tate the Tater was invited by the bride and groom, who were tater farmers.
Well, that makes sense.
It does. Matthew and Amy thought having Tate the Tater attend would be good entertainment for the kids.
For the kids.
What's that?
Hey.
Now here,
put me at the kid table then.
If you're Tate the Tater, are you there giving out product? Are you just kind of hanging out?
I mean, he's an 8-foot potato, Scott. You can do whatever the heck you want.
Yeah.
I guess. And the good thing is it's in Canada because, you know, if you had like an 8-foot tater costume.
That'd be hot.
It would.
And steamy.
And I just, anytime we go out to places and we see the one I think of is that HEB grocery sack.
That thing
can't be cool.
Mm-mm.
That cannot be comfy.
No. Well, you know, if the tater is such a big deal over there in Canada, like they say it is, maybe it's like the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. There doesn't really need to be a reason for it to be there.
Well,
you know?
All right. I'm seeing that. I'm seeing that just the fact that Tate the Tater would be there
gets people excited.
Well, that's probably right. The problem is there's that guy standing on the edge of the crowd.
I was thinking, I'm going to take me some of these potatoes home with me.
I'm just saying, you never know.
I wonder if they served potatoes at dinner.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
I mean, is that like cannibalism?
Yeah, did Tater eat the taters?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's creepy.
Okay, yeah.
Info.
Mation.
And I didn't know that Canada was a big tater country.
Did not either.
I thought that was maybe Idaho and Washington.
You know, it's up there.
That's fine.
Like Ireland, I think of potatoes.
Yeah.
All I know is the weddings I've been going to are really boring.
Well, there.
And
why not say, hey, why don't we have a tater here?
Yeah.
You caught the tater.
Where's Tate?
Yeah.
What can inspire me?
Drive me.
What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
All right, here we go. 6:14, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's day 266. Got 100 of them to go. 100 days to the end of the year.
Wow, we're almost in the double digits.
September 22nd. Of course, it's the autumnal equinox day, and we'll do all that astronomy stuff today. Yeah. It's American Businesswoman's Day.
Whoop.
Yep. It is Hobbit Day.
Okay.
Didn't we just celebrate yesterday?
So, yeah. Well, why wasn't yesterday Hobbit
Tolkien's
Day?
Birthday or something?
They're trying to extend it.
Got it. Dear Diary Day.
Okay. All right.
They're doing that. Elephant Appreciation Day.
Oh, I like those big guys.
Yeah, I appreciate elephants every day.
As long as they kind of stay where they need to be.
Yep.
And that's our Ice Cream Cone Day.
Mm, I love a cone.
And it's
Waffle Cone.
There you are. And it's White Chocolate Day.
Mm-hmm. So what about ice cream cone dipped in white chocolate?
Oh, well, that certainly could work.
While sitting on an elephant.
Yeah. Well, during the process of making chocolate, there's a point when two magical options are available. You get the rich, dark chestnut of the traditional chocolate, or you get the pure white angelic path of white chocolate. White Chocolate Day is the perfect opportunity to learn about the origins of this treat. So there you go.
There you go. Very cool.
See, chocolate had been around for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And its consumption as a beverage actually goes all the way back to 1900 BC.
Wow.
Yes, the Mesoamericans were doing that. And they were considered, it was considered sacred. So it was very valuable, as a matter of fact. During the Aztec Empire, it was used as a form of currency.
Huh,
it wasn't until Christopher Columbus came to the New World the fourth time. You didn't know that, did you? You didn't know there were sequels. Yeah, there were sequel
trips. Wow.
That was back in 1502. That chocolate was brought back, actually, to the UK.
Okay.
So that's how that happened.
That's funny, because people consider chocolate sacred nowadays, too.
Well, they do, exactly, for a whole different reason. It's, and that's it. So, oh, no, wait.
Whoa.
How fun is this? Car-free day. I don't think so.
Car-free day?
Yeah. Don't use your car today.
Too late.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see how that works out. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays, we got Tom Felton. He's 29. He played Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter movie.
Right.
He's going to be in the Flash series on the CW coming up soon. Billie Piper is 34. She is the beautiful British girl who was on Doctor Who. She was one of the Doctor's companions.
The Whoettes?
Yeah, one of the Whoettes.
Yeah, okay.
She's also currently on Penny Dreadful
right.
Showtime. This one, I know this guy is one of your favorites, Scott. I always do one of these. Mystical, the rapper.
Oh. Yeah, how does he spell his name?
Yeah
with a Y and a K.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's 46 today. So
good.
Bonnie Hunt is 55 today. Haven't seen her in anything in a while. Where's she been? Scott Baio, 56.
Where's he been? Oh, no, we know.
He's been on stage for Trump. Yeah. Adrian, let's see.
Start again.
Andrea Bocelli.
Oh.
That's how you say it.
Yeah.
Is 58, of course, the blind operatic singer.
Dude can sing.
Yes, he can.
Yeah.
Joan Jett is 58 today.
Dudette can sing.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Debbie Boone is 60. That's Pat Boone's daughter.
It sure is.
And she did You Light Up My Life.
Isn't that wonderful?
Sherry Belafonte is 62. That's daughter of Harry Belafonte.
Sure.
Tony Basil. Is it Basil or Basil?
Okay.
Sure.
Know.
Yeah.
She's 73. She did Oh, Mickey, You're So Fine.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
I still don't know, but what a
she's
great
73.
Song. We need to play that today,
is it,
Scott.
Okay,
is
it because she was wearing the cheerleader outfit in the video that she thought she was young?
Maybe, because she must have been. I guess she had to have been a woman of like 40 or something by then.
Okay.
And
interesting.
And Tommy Lasorda is 89. Now, would you consider him more known for being the LA Dodgers manager or the Slim Fast superstar? Which one would you think of him as more?
I don't know. And we haven't seen him lately, have we?
I know. He's not pumping the Slim Fast
all
anymore.
Right. Well, no, he's not. Well, maybe he fell off the wagon, so to speak. All right, 619.
Cropping up at Normandy Tractor, that means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So in the wake of the bombing attacks in New York City and New Jersey, the Clinton Foundation is honoring a very special person, the wife of a Palestinian terrorist. Now, LifeZet reports that Hanan al-Harab, who's this year's winner of the Global Teacher Prize, is now scheduled to speak at the foundation dinner, despite the fact that her husband, Omar, well, he served 10 years in an Israeli prison for providing chemicals used in a 1980 terror bombing attack that killed six Israelis. One Clinton Foundation donor said that this guy's a beacon of hope for the Middle East. Now, first, Hillary considers the former Klansman, Robert KKK Byrd, a mentor of hers. Now she's honoring the wife of a Palestinian bomb maker. Talk about poor judgment.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity. And economic growth
for our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
You're listening to the actual sound of Jupiter. Its electromagnetic waves were captured by a probe and beamed roughly 365 million miles to scientists on Earth. But say those same scientists wanted to host a video conference to show off their work. They'd probably need to call IT to have them set up video and a 15-digit dial-in that might not even work. At Vonage, we think it's about time business communications caught up. See what Vonage can do for your business at vonage.com/itsabouttime.
I give you your sports report every morning, and as a reporter, it's important I remain unbiased in my reporting, even though I have my favorite teams much like anyone else. Additionally, most people usually have their least favorite teams. But has your disdain for your least favorite team ever saved a life? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Apparently, that was precisely the case in South Carolina when police arrived on the scene to find a suicidal man sitting on the edge of a bridge. As officers began making efforts to get the man to come down off the ledge, one officer began to bond with him, suggesting he come down to see the USC football game that weekend. Football seemed to be a subject the man was comfortable with, and the conversation eventually turned to the NFL. Turns out the man was a Redskins fan. When the cop heard that, he told the man he was pulling for the Skins next time they played the Cowboys because he, quote, hates Dallas. Immediately, the man agreed to let the cop take his arm and pull him back off the ledge. That's right, their shared dislike of the Cowboys formed a bond strong enough to save the man's life. Think about that next time someone accuses you of being bitter for not letting go of that one special rivalry. You could just be a potentially life-saving superfan. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time. The absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now get $13,400 off a new 2016 Silverado Crew Cab LTZ Z71. That's right, over $13,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs. Towing, hauling, off-roading, you name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy! Find new roads.
Stock number 585-09, 55-425, MSRP, less 45-32 dealer discount, less 88-68 bonus tag with approved credit. TTNL Extra expires 9/30/16. See dealer for details.
Marcy Norton with Your Money Now. Oil prices are climbing, building on yesterday's gains following a bigger-than-expected fall in U.S. crude stockpiles. The Energy Department said inventories fell by more than 6 million barrels last week, almost twice as much as expected. It's a sign of higher demand worldwide. Oil prices also got a boost from a falling dollar, which makes oil cheaper for buyers using other currencies. Everyone who gets married assumes it'll be forever. Maybe that's why only 2% of married American couples have prenuptial agreements. Market Watch says a lot of couples skip it because they think it's bad luck or creates bad feelings. People are talking about prenups now as they try to guess whether the divorcing Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have one to protect their respective millions. Futures are pointing to a higher open. Stocks gained ground yesterday with the Dow jumping 163 points. The NASDAQ was up 53, S&P 500 up 23. That's your money now.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Lacefield from The Med. We're going to talk about exercise, reading labels, and energy bars. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW. Information for health and wellness.
Good morning. It's 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years, and they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. All right, today, 93 or so. Going to have some sun and some clouds. Then tomorrow, about 40% chance of showers in the forecast with a high of 91. 20% on Friday night. On Saturday, it's a 50% chance of rain during the day, 30% at night with a high near 90. And then on Sunday night and Monday, it's a 60% chance of rain. Probably won't even make 80 degrees, by the way, on Monday, just so he knows. It'll start to cool down a little bit. That'll be nice. Right now, winds out of the east at 3, 84% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're looking at 73.
12thman.com gives you the whole story on Texas A&M Athletics. 12thman.com is the latest news for all sports. 12thman.com is schedules, game times as they become available, rosters, statistics, and 12thman.com is your connection for tickets. Don't miss any of the action as you show your support for Texas A&M Athletics. Stay connected all year long with 12thman.com.
It's not just what successful people do that makes them successful. It's how they think and what they think. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-613-6850. That's 1-800-613-6850. 1-800-613-6850. 613-6850 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
To be a success requires a positive attitude and the ability to not get stuck in fear or failure.
You know, I have yet to meet a self-made man or woman who's a complainer or who's fixated with daily news. They're people who are outgoing and always looking forward, never looking back.
Trevor Blake, author of the book, Three Simple Steps.
If you were to read the autobiographies of people like Carnegie and Ford, you know, it becomes quite clear very early on in those autobiographies that these were men who didn't really care about what just happened 5 minutes ago. So they're not going to moan and groan about what went wrong. They're looking always in a sort of solution-oriented fashion.
We all have what Trevor calls a pioneering spirit to find your place and your success.
Well, you can't find that spirit if you become a slave to the fashion or the trend that the TV and the newspapers are influencing you with all the time. And very often, what grabs people's attention is something fearful. If we see something fearful, we stop and we're paralyzed.
When you allow yourself to become fearful and paralyzed by outside events or what other people think, it can shake your self-confidence and your ability to find that great idea that is truly yours.
Because it's that one brilliant idea that separates the successful from the mediocrity. That unshakable belief is something that I also found in the lives of all those self-made men and women. They just developed this unshakable belief that regardless of the circumstances that they find themselves in, they're going to find a way out, and they always do.
Come visit our brand new website at somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The newest statue at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial was unveiled last night. The bronze at Veterans Park shows two men. One was a Buffalo soldier serving as a member of the Army's segregated black units and a scout from the Taqua Indian tribe. The model for the soldier was Brenham Municipal Judge Eddie Harrison, who is an active member of the Buffalo Soldiers National Museum in Houston.
They protected the western bound frontiers. They mapped the western half of the United States. They captured horse and cattle thieves. They wrestled and rounded up bank and train robbers. They laid out and protected the mail routes. They escorted the wagon train to the west. They tracked down and captured bandits and outlaws.
A former chief of the Tonkawa tribe, Don Patterson, thanked those responsible for the statue, adding it was a long time coming after his predecessors were forced out of the state.
My tribe, the Tonkawa people, who originated, who understand the creation, origin of the people, their people, my people, the Tonkawa people, was in the heart of Texas. They too were removed.
The statue comes on the 150th anniversary of the Buffalo Soldiers being organized as part of the Army's 9th U.S. Cavalry Regiment. Fall enrollment numbers at Blinn's two largest locations are down from a year ago.
Administrators told Blinn trustees at this week's meeting the Bryan campus had 650 fewer students, but Blinn's overall headcount's up by 52. That's due to increases in Sealy, Schulenburg, A&M's Health Science Center, and more students in distance learning and dual credit programs. The total number of credit hours, which is how state funding is determined, is down 1% from last fall. Trustees were supposed to vote on three projects affecting the Bryan campus. Administrators removed a contract to reduce flooding downstream. Spokesman says Blinn's legal department wants to do some additional due diligence on the contract to clear ponds and Briar Creek of sediment and debris, something requested by the city of Bryan twice this year. It's not known if the review will be finished in time for consideration next month. Blinn's board did approve two other contracts. One involves landscaping and related improvements. The other expands the north access so motorists can leave the campus by making a right turn onto Villa Maria. Trustees also approved the administration's pick for building Blinn's first academic building at Texas A&M's Rellis Center. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A College Station man received a ticket and faces more serious charges following a hit-and-run crash just before noon yesterday at Welburn and Joe Route. College Station police report a pickup driven by the 27-year-old ran a red light, struck a moped, and dragged the moped driver south to nearly George Bush. A 25-year-old Bryan woman driving the moped was taken to the hospital with possibly life-threatening injuries. The pickup driver, who fled on foot, was found in the area of Holloman and Winding Drive. He was treated for minor injuries, then issued a ticket for running the red light and not having insurance. Anyone with additional information is asked to call CSPD. The Bryan Police Department's tactical response team paid a visit to the city's newest apartment complex yesterday. A search of two bedrooms of a unit at Camber Villas at Villa Maria and Nash resulted in the arrests of 20-year-old Kyle Clayton and 18-year-old Chase Miller on drug charges. Two search warrants were obtained to seize 5,000 Xanax pills, along with smaller quantities of psychedelic mushrooms, marijuana, and oxycodone. According to the arrest report, Clayton admitted to selling the Xanax and marijuana, and Miller admitted to assisting Clayton with distributing the drugs over the past year. A Bryan woman arrested last Sunday was her fifth since April and 24th since 1999. 37-year-old April Thurman remains in jail where she is accused of driving away from a Bryan deputy fire marshal. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, the fire investigator was trying to interview Thurman about a vehicle arson when she got in her SUV and struck the fire department's pickup truck. She was also arrested for driving with an invalid license with two prior convictions. While in jail, Thurman was also arrested on charges from a disturbance last April, where she is accused of beating, shoving, and pushing her 80-year-old mother to the floor, then hit her 73-year-old stepfather in the head with picture frames, kicked him in the chest, and pushed him to the ground. According to the arrest report, Thurman said she never assaulted her mother or stepfather. A College Station man released from jail 5 weeks ago after serving time for four misdemeanor crimes returned to the detention center last weekend. 21-year-old Quintarius Owens was arrested by Bryan Police for violating a criminal trespassing order at his ex-girlfriend's apartment, then resisting arrest. According to online court records, Owens pleaded guilty to the misdemeanors, three which resulted in punishment of 6 months and one with a sentence of 9 months. But Owens was released after serving 5 weeks. At the time of his latest arrest, Owens was on probation for possessing PCP. And Bluebell Ice Cream has issued a voluntary recall of ice cream produced at its plant in Alabama and distributed in 10 states that don't include Texas. Bluebell's website states its internal tests of a third-party supplier of a cookie dough ingredient indicated the potential of containing Listeria. The recall involves half gallons of Bluebell chocolate chip cookie dough and cookie two-step and pints of chocolate chip cookie dough. A Bluebell spokesperson said the Alabama plant was not shut down due to enhanced cleaning and sanitation programs and manufacturing processes. That followed the shutdown of all Bluebell plants in April of last year due to Listeria contamination. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 73 degrees. The text line is open. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
You're invited to the 21st Annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball, Saturday, October 15th at Coulter Airfield, 6:30 p.m. to midnight. Enjoy an evening of live music by this year's headliner, recording artist Mark Chestnut, a tasty dinner, signature cocktails, live and silent auctions, games, plus tons of other fun you'll have to see for yourself. Support the American Cancer Society, save lives by helping people stay well and get well in the fight against cancer. It's the 21st Annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball at Coulter Airfield.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Amish Furniture for Generations brings you the quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that you'll enjoy for generations to come. For your dining room, bedroom, family room, or office, these exquisite handcrafted pieces are made from solid oak, cherry, and maple woods, with special attention to all the details that transform furniture into heirlooms. Now's the perfect time to place custom orders for Christmas. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
6:39, good morning, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Considerable sunshine in the forecast as high pressure continues to build across the central United States. Shows no signs of really moving out anytime soon. We'll be up around 95 with lots of sunshine today. Clear to partly cloudy overnight. We're 70 to 75. Partly sunny tomorrow, 90 to 95. There could be a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon in a few spots. Then partly sunny Saturday. The risk of an afternoon storm, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your Aggie football report. Also, Texas A&M soccer heads to Nashville to take on the Vanderbilt Commodores. In the Major League Baseball, the Astros sweep the Athletics with a win in Oakland, while the Rangers hang on to their AL West lead despite a loss to the Angels. And in the NFL, Adrian Peterson is having surgery. His timetable for return, that remains unclear. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you go. We had the story there in the last newscast about a lady who appears to have some anger issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do we have her age? I didn't have
37.
37.
And she's
okay.
Been arrested 24 times since 1999.
So 1999 is 18 years ago. So she was like 19 then, huh?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's when it began.
So,
5 times since April. So it's escalated.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
They know her.
Yeah.
Okay.
April is a familiar face.
Yeah.
She's
anyway.
a frequenter.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get some sort of a rewards card for that.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. You mess up once, and then you mess up again, and then it starts like building up because you're probably on probation, or you've got other things going on, and you know, it's a tough cycle to get out of. Apparently.
Yes. Well, I would think so. Yeah. Probably. It does kind of exacerbate the situation.
A rewards
and
card.
When
come
they,
on.
When they, when they put you in there, usually you end up doing something that, you know, that gives you more time too, you know.
That's right. Think about your consequences and your actions. So 24 arrests.
Yes.
And then hit the fire department pickup
right
truck.
Apparently was being and she was being questioned about a vehicle arson. So if she was being questioned, I feel like that might mean she's a suspect in that
a person
too.
Of interest,
right?
Certainly a person of interest.
Yeah. There you go. And the fact that she tried to flee makes it look a little worse.
Yep.
And then in the meantime, like, if you're going to flee, try not to hit the fire deputy's pickup truck.
Yep. Yeah. And then apparently roughing up some elderly folks.
Yeah, her parents, you know.
Yeah, it's, okay. Well, anyway, I'm sure we'll have more.
So if you thought you were having a bad day.
Yeah, exactly. So, let's see. Donald Trump is apparently a hit with small donors, raking in 2/3 of his individual campaign contribution sums of $200 or less. And you see, that probably makes a lot of people feel good knowing that, that he's not, you know, getting these ginormous amounts of money from this PAC or that PAC, like some other candidates might be doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see.
Well, that's always been part of the Donald's appeal, you know, is that he you know, isn't beholden to those donors like other politicians are, you know.
By the way, we'll be speaking to Congressman Flores in about 45 minutes. It's today rather than yesterday. Just couldn't make things work yesterday. The CEO of the EpiPen maker got a little, was kind of in the crosshairs yesterday. But again, when you consider that Heather Bresch, who's the CEO of Mylan, is the daughter of a West Virginia senator, sitting West Virginia senator. You know, that club's kind of palsy-wowsy.
Yeah.
So they didn't. I mean, they certainly shook their finger at her, but.
More of a scolding.
Yeah, I think so. Most accused her of exploiting people with life-threatening allergies in the pursuit of profit, while many pointed out her $18 million salary. Oh, yeah, there's that, too.
$18 million?
Yeah.
It's like a professional athlete.
But refused to admit at any point that her company raised the price of the EpiPen to make more money.
What?
Yep. She also didn't come prepared with information that Congress had asked for.
Ugh.
Oh, that's
didn't
not
do
good.
Your homework.
No, that's right. Yeah, the dog ate your homework? Okay.
Sure.
She said, quote, "I think many people incorrectly assume that we make $600 off each two-pack. It's simply not true. I think it is incorrectly assumed that the $608 is what Mylan received. we get $200, is what she said. Well, we're not feeling badly for her.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
And it's interesting because the, you know, the Wall Street Journal has certainly changed. They've kind of ramped up their, I don't know, investigative division so that, I mean, they stay on you. And they've been on Milan for a while. I think we only referenced the story when it came out about a week ago that by comparison to other drug makers, the top five folks at Milan, for instance, made $30 million in bonuses. The top five people in the corporation. Just not good.
Yeah, so they're not making $600 profit. No. They're only making $200 profit your life-threatening disease. Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah. Right. Now, I don't know if I didn't see the Emmys, but I did see a bit. Who was it? Jimmy Fallon? Is he the host, or was it Jimmy? I don't know which.
I don't know which Jimmy it was.
Yeah, anyway. Well, what he did is he had they had a little shtick they're doing where his mom was making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for everybody in the crowd, and then these kids appear with these paper bags, and they start handing out peanut butter sandwiches. And so he said, just in case anybody has a peanut allergy, we could only afford one EpiPen.
Oh.
So, I mean, they're getting ripped in the middle of the Emmys, for heaven's sake. So, as it goes.
Yeah.
All right, so politicians have been hit in the face with pies before, and it happened in Sacramento. It's a little different there.
If you're going to smash a pie into a politician's face, it's probably best not to pick a former NBA player. Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson tweeting he's doing fine after unexpectedly being hit with the dessert while speaking at a charter school. The East Bay Express reporting the mayor and former Phoenix Suns point guard caught up with the alleged sweet assailant and rained blows upon his face. Police later arresting 32-year-old Sean Thompson and charging him with assault. A motive for the pie attack is still unclear.
Yeah, don't be going after a pro athlete.
I wouldn't. Yeah,
because he may be able to catch you.
Yeah,
back, it hurt you.
Yeah, back in the day, there was a guy named Johnny Lamb Jones who was a running back for the University of Texas, and he was a gold medal Olympic sprinter.
Mm.
And somebody tried to rob him on campus.
Yeah, that's.
And then you try to you can't outrun a gold medal sprinter in most cases.
No.
I'm just thinking that's the case.
They're gonna run in front of you and stand there and wait for you to get there.
Yeah, probably so. Let's see. Donald appeared in a mostly African American church in Cleveland yesterday with Don King.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a convicted felon, murderer.
Yep.
Okay. Ben Carson, I think he's okay, but Omarosa, is that her name from The Apprentice?
Mm.
You don't know who that is? Yeah. Anyway, yep. That's they were there. So
well, and Don King had a little slip up.
Oh no, I didn't hear.
Oh, he accidentally said the N-word.
Oh no.
Ooh.
Yeah. He was using the word Negro quite often throughout a little bit of a speech and then used the other N-word.
Oh, you gotta hate when that happens.
Yeah. Yikes. So that was breaking on CNN yesterday.
Good.
That's interesting
exactly.
Takeaways from that.
Yeah. Well, once again, a convicted murderer. Do you really want him standing up for you?
Ooh.
I mean, I can't vote for Donald Trump because I'm a convicted felon, but you can.
Right.
Oh, well, way to go, Don. That's a very
interesting strategy.
Did we get to see him? Does he still have that electric hair?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he looked a little rough around the edges.
Like he's done time. Something like that.
Hey, look, Santa's Wonderland is hiring for seasonal positions.
What kind of people are they looking for?
They want folks of all ages with a positive and enthusiastic personality that enjoy spreading the Texas Christmas spirit.
Sounds great, but what about the pay?
Believe it or not, all positions start at $10 an hour.
I'm in. How do we apply?
We can go online to santas-wonderland.com and apply right now.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now. santas-wonderland.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 24th, learn all about fall vegetable gardening. The return of cooler temperatures makes it easy to get your hands dirty and grow some tasty vegetables. We'll cover which vegetables are best suited and how to protect them this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
You're looking out over the patio and you realize that your entire backyard looks like a big wooden box. It's enclosed on all sides that you can see by a 6-foot fence that makes you feel like a prisoner in your own home landscape. Taming a Texas fence. I'll be back with details right after this message. Get in the swing of fall gardening with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, my newest book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order at neilsperry.com or by calling weekdays 800-752-GROW. neilsperry.com. How can you take away some of the shock of that squareness from your fence so the fence will look more like the woodland meadow of your dreams, the landscape around that fence? Well, I have some steps to consider. Any that you care to use will help break up the starkness of straight wooden fencing. Consider a peninsula planting that juts out into your landscape. If your backyard is large enough, you can run a curved bed partway into the lawn. It should be 2/3 of the way from the front to the back of the yard, and it should extend either 1/3 or 2/3 of the way into the lawn. By keeping all of its lines away from the midpoints of the yard, it'll look a lot more natural. Your peninsular bed should be 5 to 8 feet wide, and it probably should be curved all along its boundary with your lawn. If the rest of your landscape is extremely formal, with square corners and straight lines, however, this bed should probably be the same way. It's just easier to get a softened, more natural look with the curves. If you really want to break the line of sight back to the fence, consider a low berm for the bed. It could swell up and out of the existing grade by as much as 12 or 18 inches, and it could look like a small slope transported from the hill country directly to your backyard. Be careful how you plant the berm, however, so that you maintain the natural look. Don't use tall plants at the crest. You may also want to develop a bed or two along the fence itself, probably on the side of the yard that's opposite the peninsular plantings. If the jutting bed is 2/3 of the way out from the house, this fence bed on the opposite side should probably be closer to the house. Again, use curved boundaries to keep it natural. It'll extend out 3 to 5 feet from the fence. As you work the ground for the bed, be careful that you don't pile soil against the wood of the fence. Use low shrubs and vines in this bed as you try to tie the fence visually to the lawn and the landscape it surrounds. You may also want a shade tree or two, not only to camouflage the fence, but also to give you protection from the hot summer sun. These, too, need to look like they're natural to the area. Your tree or shrubs should be planted to the sides of the landscape so that they enframe all else that you're doing. Most designers use a 60-40 ratio. Focal points like this would be 40% of the way from one side of the side walls and either 40 to 60% of the way back in the garden. Don't go for the midpoint. Now, there are lots of things you can do to enjoy your fence to the fullest. You just need to keep it simple. If you're planting vines over it, and there's some wonderful choices, plant the vine on the opposite side. Let it tumble into your yard. That'll help. Happier houseplants in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Well, it's another day closer to Aggie football, and you know what that means. With your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
10th-ranked Aggie football is gearing up to take on 17th-ranked Arkansas this Saturday at Jerry World. The past two contests between the teams in Arlington had been nail-biters, with the Aggies coming back to nip the Razorbacks in overtime each year. Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked if his close relationship with Arkansas head coach Brett Bielema helped add a little to the game.
Who said we were that close?
I get the sense that you're pretty close. Am I off base there?
Since he said he was going to punch me last year at the end of the...
I was going to ask about
close,
that.
Close people don't punch each other, in case you're wondering. And, to that point, that was really kind of a joke, the way he said it. So, although I think I took it like a joke. I put it that way. So I don't think it was a real joke.
Somebody better watch his back. Now, he later added that he has great respect for Bielema and the Razorbacks.
Here's a guy who really believes in what he's doing and has really built a program now that's a top 20 program. And I've got a lot of respect for how they do things, you know. But do we want it to be as exciting as it's been? Probably not, unless we win. And it can be as exciting as you want it to be.
Well, I guess we'll see when the Aggies and Razorbacks square off Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Pregame with Dave and Dave gets underway at 7 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In other A&M news, Texas A&M soccer hits the road for the first time in the regular season as the number 14 Aggies travel to Nashville for a Thursday match against the Vanderbilt Commodores at 7 p.m. The Maroon and White enter the weekend with a six-match win streak, including five shutouts. They're outscoring opponents 11-1 during the stretch. Texas A&M, who played road exhibition matches at Florida and Oklahoma State during training camp, entered the fray with a 7-2-0 overall mark. After two league matches, Texas A&M shares the top in the SEC standings with Arkansas and South Carolina with 6 points. You can hear the Aggs take on Vanderbilt tonight at 7 p.m. Pregame's at 6:45, and you can catch it on Willie 1550 a.m. In other college football news, a federal judge has dismissed former Baylor coach Art Briles and athletic director Ian McCall from a lawsuit brought by a woman who said they and the school ignored her claims that she was raped by a former player who was later convicted. The judge dismissed the two from the lawsuit on Wednesday. In Major League Baseball,
and Gattis hits it in the air deep to center field. Ibner is going back, looking up. See you later. Dead center for Evan Gattis. His second home run of the game, and Gattis's 30th of the year.
Evan Gattis homered twice. Catcher Jason Castro threw out a runner to end the game, and the contending Houston Astros beat the Oakland Athletics 6-5 Wednesday to complete a sweep. The Astros began the day two games behind Baltimore for the second AL wildcard spot. Houston takes on the Angels at Minute Maid Park tonight at 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile in Arlington.
And that is skied high and deep to left. Mazar will watch this one fly. Big fly for Mike Trout. 28th of the season, a three-run shot, and it's 5-1 Angels.
Mike Trout hit his 28th homer, and Jared Weaver went six innings for his 150th career victory in an Angels uniform as Los Angeles beat the AL West leading Texas Rangers 5-4 Wednesday night. The magic number for Texas to win its second consecutive AL West title remained at 2 after the loss and second-place Houston's 6-5 win earlier at Oakland. The Rangers have the day off today before playing at Oakland, where they could clinch the division title as early as Friday night series opener. In the NFL, Patriots quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo is now listed as doubtful heading into tonight's game against the Houston Texans. Garoppolo was again a limited participant in practice Wednesday as he continues to recover from the right shoulder injury he sustained late in the first half of New England's win over the Dolphins last week. The Patriots and the Texans go head-to-head tonight at 7:25 p.m. Pre-game's at 6:55, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In other NFL news, Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson will undergo surgery to repair a torn meniscus in his right knee. Peterson said yesterday that his injury typically requires a minimum recovery time of 3 to 4 months, but Vikings coach Mike Zimmer said the timetable for Peterson's return won't be clear until after the procedure. Peterson was injured in Sunday's 17-14 triumph over Green Bay. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places, I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on.
If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's have a look at the weather out there. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with 2A radios and paging service. Called Skyline Communications, 775. 775-